this is Dr. William West with Whole Woman's Health here on the Whole Woman's Health Conference Call. I'm going to wait a couple of minutes for others to sign on who may not have made it here yet. Future childbearing, is there any interference with future childbearing from having an abortion? No, there is no objective evidence that an uncomplicated first or second trimester abortion causes any problem with fertility or future pregnancies. Is there an increased risk of breast cancer from having an abortion? The state of Texas requires me to tell you that there is a possibility of an increased risk of breast cancer following an abortion. However, prominent medical experts such as the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the World Health Organization, the National Cancer Institute, and the American Cancer Society all argue against this theory. The National Cancer Institute, after reviewing the scientific evidence from many studies from throughout the world, has concluded that, quote, induced abortion is not associated with an increase in breast cancer risk. The anti-abortion folks have waged this fear campaign for years now, making numerous false charges about the, quote, dangers of abortion. And one completely fictitious thing they've drummed up and spread all around is that there's an increased risk of breast cancer and interference with future childbearing and so forth. None of these are true. And that's it's just their attempt to scare you out of having an abortion. We encounter many risks of all kinds every day. We just need to put all these risks in perspective to enable us to get through each day. To put the risk of abortion in perspective, let me say this. Be sure to buckle your seatbelt and drive carefully on the way to the clinic and back home. Your trip to and from the clinic in your car might well be the most dangerous part of your abortion. And driving in traffic is something more dangerous than having an abortion, and I'm sure that's something most of you do every day without giving a second thought. You may find the materials on the DFHS website unsettling. If you're interested in more balanced information, please visit our website at www.wholewomanshealth.com.
My appointment is tomorrow morning, and if I called now, is that enough time? It's less than 24 hours.
Yes.
Is that it? Okay. Thank you very much.